Some have been calling it the Great Flood, but it has hit many communities across the Southwest in recent days. Today is Friday, and we yesterday saw huge amounts of rain coming down and very high gusty winds. Several places across the Southwest, particularly in Somerset and Devon, were hit. I'm now with Mike Cooper of Richford's Fire and Flood to get an update. First of all, let's look at the weather coming up over the weekend. What are we expecting?
Well, as you say, we've already had significant weather and rain come through yesterday, and we are now monitoring weather patterns and weather information coming into us from the Met Office, which are demonstrating that we are expecting to have further heavy rain throughout Saturday and particularly going into Sunday morning.
Because we were expecting a slightly lesser situation. It's got the forecast has got a little worse, hasn't it?
Unfortunately so. We were monitoring this weather pattern from a few days ago, and it appeared to be quite a large weather system, but not quite at the same level of intensity of rain that we'd seen in previous days. But actually, looking at the most recent forecast, it does seem that the intensity of that rain is going to be higher than expected.
So what will that mean for already waterlogged, even flooded areas?
Well, obviously, the situation is pretty serious, unfortunately. We've, as you've mentioned, had areas that have been flooded throughout the southwest already, and those areas obviously are at risk of further flooding due to the already high water levels.
So there must be a safety message, I suppose, to go out to all those communities and people threatened with flooding, further flooding.
Very much so. Safety is really the first thought with these flooding events. There's always a concern about damage to people's properties and belongings, but really the first thing we must do is look after ourselves and after each other. So we would recommend that where possible, people avoid entering floodwater and making sure they don't come into contact with it wherever they can. There are risks in the home due to, you know, electricity systems being affected or even bacteria being brought into the property in that sort of horrible brown soupy flood water that we get. And so really, people do need to take care.
Now, looking at some of the places that have so far been hit, one thinks about places such as Chew Magna instantly.
Yes, sadly, Chew Magna has been flooded for the second time. They were flooded already in September, and our company were helping people recover their properties from that, trying to get ready for Christmas. And sadly, we started to get phone calls yesterday saying that it looked like the floodwater was coming, and lo and behold, it did. And unfortunately, those same properties have been flooded for a second time.
I mean, what does it look like on the ground in Chew Magna at the moment?
Well, at this moment, the floodwaters have receded once again, and in some ways a sort of a stillness or a calm actually comes over the village. And then what we see, and what is really heartwarming to see, is the community really pull together. And we see people that have been affected being helped by their neighbours who perhaps haven't been affected. And of course, it's great to have those people working with us alongside to try and get these people back to normal as quickly as we can.
We've seen some shocking images put up on YouTube recently as well, such as that canal at Tiverton bursting.
Yes, and that was really quite an extreme event. Yes, the bank of the canal did collapse, and obviously the canal water, along with the additional heavy rain water, did flood out onto land. And unfortunately, that did affect properties in and around the area. And we've responded to those, and again, helping those families try and get back to normal as quickly as possible.
And transport links have been cut, such as that bridge just disintegrating, collapsing away over the River Colne.
That's right. Just actually not far from one of our depots on the M5 at Clumpton, bridge unfortunately did collapse, and obviously that road link is now out of action, and motorists are having to use other routes. And that is one of the issues that we face running a response company, trying to get out to help as many people as we can. And of course, the issues with the road links cause us problems as well.
I suppose if you're getting to someone to help them and they're near a main road, that's one thing. But what about all those really small lanes around, say, North Devon, North Cornwall, difficult to get to?
Yes, they are. And we've obviously got constant links, communication links with our drivers to get that sort of chatter going between them, so that if it becomes apparent that a country road is out and perhaps a tree is down, or you've got a ford which is up and we can't drive through, then we get that communication between the drivers and to find another the way through, because we need to get to our customers and make sure that we can help them recover their properties.
One place you're helping to recover their properties is something that some people might know formerly as the Loo Monkey Sanctuary, now wildfutures.org. Just tell me about that.
Yes, sadly, the Wild Futures were also a victim of the flooding. The stormwater came down through the sanctuary and into their property. Thankfully, there's all the animals at the sanctuary have survived the incident. There's been no issues there, which is great news. But they have had quite a significant amount of damage at the sanctuary. We're on site trying to help them recover from that damage. But there is a lot of support that they need. There's several trees that have come down that they need to try and get cleared away so that they don't cause further damage to the property. And I know they are looking to support from the community. And certainly the donation button on their website is there and available. And I know a few of our members of the team have clicked it already.
And actually, that's a charity supported by Stephen Fry.
I believe so, yes. I was actually looking at their website earlier, and there's a very compelling video put on there by the team at World Futures with Stephen Fry talking about the important work they do with rescuing primates. And really great to see somebody of that high profile lending support to such an important charity.
Okay, Mike Cooper, thank you very much. And we'll get another update in the not too distant future.
Pleasure.